Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And from District 19B in southern Minnesota, mostly representing Mankato and Eagle Lake, we have Kathy Breinert. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here, Gully.
Now, we have a session coming up. It's supposed to be a short session. I believe it starts in February rather than January. And really the main focus of this part of the biennium is supposed to be bonding and investments, correct?
Yes, that's right. And February actually isn't unusual for the second year of the biennium start, but we're not starting till February 25th, and I believe that is later than I've been aware of any bonding session starting. So it will be a shorter session, and bonding is the primary focus.
And these are big capital investments all around the state.
Yes, just a wide range of really bonding throughout the state is both the size of the bill and the focus of the bill is as diverse as our communities and regions. And yes, civic centers and water treatment infrastructure is a part of that. But it can range to any really community need and focus that is seen as important for maintaining the web of the state. People talk about statewide interest. Well, what that really means from my perspective is the health and vitality of every area of the state is critical for the health and vitality of the state as a whole.
Now, these, it's interesting because you get different perspectives, of course, on the bonding bill. Some folks would perhaps argue that there are pet projects in specific districts, et cetera, but there are also others on the other side of that argument that would say, well, if you don't make these investments, economic vitality will not occur.
You exactly have the breadth of the discussion that occurs at the Capitol on these issues, Gully. What I would say is, from my perspective, regional economic development is critical to keeping rural Minnesota, outstate Minnesota vital and not in competition with the metro area, but in a complementary economic relationship. And if you only look at what the infrastructure issues, and obviously those are important, you know, there are elements in the bonding bill that relate to statewide infrastructure, whether it's transportation pieces that are in there or sewage and water infrastructure. Some people think infrastructure is all the bonding bill should be about, but infrastructure can be a broadly conceived term, and a civic center indeed can be infrastructure in the sense that it's a central development for the economic interests of the region, and it's not only a city issue, but a regional issue. So, I think there's a number of investments like that. You know, small town, you know, they might have a museum, or you know, there might be an athletic facility that has a character, can make a case for its regional focus and interest for the whole area in terms of economic growth.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathy. That's State Representative Kathy Breinert representing District 19B from southern Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.